Guns N' Roses, it's going to be interesting. Hope Axl turns up on time. You know what I mean? It would be nice if he did. Because they turn the power off to the campsite at midnight, don't they, I think? Still good luck to them all. Are you ready for clue number one? It feels like ages since we spoke to Andy Mossack, and he be actually abroad somewhere. Somewhere in this globe. And you and I have to track him down. I have a clue now. I've got one just after the 11 o'clock news. And then at quarter past, he'll be here for the travelogue itself. I have no idea where he is. Here is the clue. I am in a popular winter destination 2 hours ahead of the UK by the sea. This sea is known for its beautiful coral reefs, colourful tropical fish, also one of the world's best kite surfing spots. All right. Popular winter destination 2 hours ahead of the UK by the sea. Sea is known for its beautiful coral reefs and colourful tropical fish, also one of the world's best kite surfing spots. A winter destination by a beach. You've got to head south, haven't you? So we're heading south, we're heading east, nearer the equators. I'm thinking either the Middle East or North Africa. What do you reckon? It's a tough one, isn't it? 81333 RUSS. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? At Dame Edith Evans on Twitter. South and east, isn't it? Oh, ho, ho, it's magic. Andy Mossack, though, tonight. Thank you for the help so far on the clues. Rob, back in Brighouse. Good to hear it. Why would you ever want to be away from it? Russell, is it Sharm El Sheikh? Ooh, now that fits off that first clue. Sharm El Sheikh, Keir in Stocksbridge. Long time no speak, Russell. Hope you are well. I am doing tip top. I hope you're doing well as well. I think the Andy Mossack answer, I think it's Cape Town. Ooh, you think he's gone 2 hours ahead? Straight down, stop just before you get to Antarctica. Cape Town. Good answer. Good answer. I like the way your minds are thinking. Are both Africa, aren't they? Kelly going for Sharm El Sheikh. Jackie, you're going the way I'm thinking with the UAE. He goes there a lot, doesn't he? Fiona saying Egypt. Neil saying the Red Sea. Do you want the second clue? It can only clear things up, can't it, I suppose? So we've had the first clue, which, let me recap. Winter destination 2 hours ahead of the UK, by the sea, coral reefs, tropical fish and kite surfing. Here's clue number two. It's not just about the kite surfing and scuba diving here. It's also the gateway to history with daily tours. Okay. Daily tours to the fabled Valley of the Kings. Just a 2 hour drive from here. Now, he does this every so often, and he tricks me a little bit. Do you think, is it Sharm El Sheikh? Because I've heard of that as a holiday destination that's like, you know, amazing scuba diving in this. Or is there another one there, another resort there, that's nearer the Valley of the Kings? I've been to Egypt, but I've never looked at a map of it. 2 hours from the Valley of the Kings. Kite surfing and scuba diving. Wherever Andy is, you know it's luxury. 08000 321 333. Should I plump for Egypt and Sharm El Sheikh? Start your WhatsApps with Russ. Twitter is at Dame Edith Evans. I can't wait to hear from you. And him, he's here in about 10 minutes. Luxury. On Daniel, he'll do that at Gladstone, won't he? Grab that passport, clutch it in your hand and run to the airport. One of my favourite things to do on this show, and it's been this way for year upon year, is Andy Mossack. Trying to track down the international man of mystery and lover of luxury. And for the first time this year, He is actually bona fide out of the country and somewhere else. Good times in foreign climes. Without further ado, good evening, Mr. Andy Mossack.
Ahoy, hoy, Russ. How's it going?
Ahoy, hoy, my friend. There you are. Not now. We can say you are not in this country.
Absolutely not, sir. No.
So, just because that's such a rare feeling. We've put our heads together.
This is the first. It's the first one. It's the year. You know, it's very exciting for me. I've been holed up at home, and now I'm away, free as a bird. So I'm loving it.
Absolutely out. Absolutely out. Now, where you are, we put our heads together. We're going to give you a specific, and then we'll zoom out. So I think we're going to be right here. We think maybe specifically it's in the general area of Sharm el Sheikh. And I think, widen out, you are in Egypt.
Well, I'm going to give you Egypt, and I'm going to give you the Red Sea. Yeah. I mean, let's call it a goal for you.
Yes.
well done. But I'm not in Sharm. I am in the Red Sea, and, you know, the Red Sea's been a magnet for winter sun tourists. I mean, for years, hasn't it? And do you know something? I never realized how many countries it bordered, but, you know, it's surrounded by Yemen, Sudan, Jordan, Israel, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt, right? So other Red Sea destinations are available, but I've actually discovered a bit of a hidden gem here in Egypt. And it's not yet found by many UK tourists, okay? So this is something of a breaking news for you.
Okay, now, all right then.
Yeah, it's called Somma Bay, okay, and it's a peninsula south of Sharm el Sheikh, actually, and it's a peninsula surrounded on three sides by the Red Sea, and it's a resort community of something like five hotels. There's shops, restaurants, there's a marina, a dive center, a golf course designed by Gary Player, no less. And it's where professional windsurfers and kite surfers come to train and compete, because it's world class. Well, it's called laboratory conditions, actually, for that sport, because it's flat water like polished marble, and it's got a coastline breeze. It's got a constant breeze all the time, and it's not gusty. So it's technically, they call it parallel to the shore wind. But, you know, apparently it's perfect conditions for windsurfing and kitesurfing. But yeah, it's something, and I'm loving this. I've been here for 5 days, and it's absolutely marvelous. And it is luxury, but it's actually affordable luxury, because
hang on a minute. Is such a thing possible, pound, Andy? Is such a
it
thing
is,
possible?
I promise you. Yeah, I promise you. The Egyptian pound is 35 Egyptian pounds to the pound, so it's actually very good value. And I've been blown over by what you get for your money here. It really is really good. So, yeah, it's been 30 degrees this week every day. Sunshine, glorious sunshine. But it's not humid, you know, Russ. You know, like you get dry heat.
Oh, it's a dry. It's like Las Vegas. It's a dry heat.
Very dry heat. It's not humid. You don't get sweaty, and with this lovely breeze, literally all the time, it's absolutely delightful. So, I reckon it's as good in summer, which is pretty hot in summer here, as it is in winter. So that breeze makes such a difference. But I've been having a ball. Do you want to have a quick, should I give you a quick roundup of all these things I've been doing?
Go on. Make me feel really good sitting
I'm
here in the drizzle and the rain.
What is it, minus two?
No, well, hey, listen, let's be fair. It gets down to 1 degree tonight, Andy. Yeah. 1 degree. So okay. What have you been doing there in your 30?
Yeah, snorkeling. I've been doing snorkeling. Beautiful coral reefs here, very healthy reefs, and spectacular tropical fish. It's like Technicolor world, really is. You know, I had my scuba license quite a few years ago now, And to be honest, I got fed up with all of the lugging around with tanks and working out maths for, you know, depths and all that sort of stuff. It's so complicated. So snorkeling, you just put a mask on and a snorkel face down and just gaze at the coral and the sea life below you. It's so easy. And thought it was fantastic. So did a lot of snorkeling, which was lovely. And you know, the fish, they take no notice of you at all. They just swim around you. They're not bothered going around their busy day, you know. And it's just, yeah, it's lovely to see that. And the golf was fabulous. Gary Player Design course. And it's a desert course for any golfers out there. So between the fairway, it's just sand and rock. It's bizarre, but it's really lovely. Very different, very different. And there's a thing that they call foot golf. Have you heard it? It's a thing now, you know.
Foot golf. This is a new one on me, but I can't wait to hear what it is. Are you literally just kicking the ball? Are you just oofing it?
Yeah, it's a thing. Honestly, it's 18 holes. And you got a football, and you kick the ball off the tee, like the tee area, down the fairway, avoiding bunkers and various things like that. It's exactly like golf. And then the green itself, you've got a bucket hole. So it's a massive hole. And you just kick the ball into the hole in the middle of the green, you know. And it's apparently become a thing. Everyone's playing it in the UK too now. It's taken off. So, yeah, they play at night here too. So it's quite fun to do. Floodlit. So it's
extraordinary.
Great. Yeah. It's really good, actually. If you've got a good left or right foot, just give it a whack.
Now tell me, is the sport just populated by retired footballers just strolling around, just oofing the thing and just, you know, picking up massive checks? Is that what they get?
No, I don't think it's professional yet. No, I play with the missus. It's great. You just go down and it'll have a stroll around. But it's good fun. It's good fun. Everyone can play. You don't need any equipment apart from a football. How good is that?
Wow.
I gave the windsurfing a miss because that's a bit too complicated for me, too hardcore. But I tell you what I did do. I did aquatronic therapy. This is called thalasso, actually. I don't know if you've ever heard of this.
No, I never have. Explain this to me. Yeah?
This is a heated seawater pool, giant heated seawater. And it's got 15 different zones. Where underwater, very powerful underwater jets massage different parts of your body, and you just work your way around the 15 different zones, and so they go higher and lower. You do your thighs, your calves, your back. It's quite good, and then you wade through strong counter currents to increase your body strength. So it's a very serious therapy here.
Extraordinary.
And they've got one of the world class thalasso therapies here. So yeah, that's we've been doing some of that. Beaches are great.
Food.
Food. Well, yeah, full madame. Is one of my, I'm obsessed about it. Whenever I come to the Middle East, foul, which is F-O-U-L, and it's madame, like in the French madames, and it's fava beans, but they've been cooked slowly for hours, and you mix it with tahini, red onion, and olive oil, and it's absolutely beautiful. Oh. The Egyptians, they eat it for breakfast and sometimes for dinner too, but it's very healthy and it's great. Falafel, of course.
Oh, everyone falafels. Homemade falafels on. I have to say, the best food I've ever eaten on a holiday was on a Nile cruise in Egypt. Oh, and the food is amazing because Egypt, it's so much sunshine, plus also the irrigation of the Nile. It can grow. Unlike Britain, let's say, at the moment, there are no problems finding tomatoes in Egypt, and they are fresh and massive, and the salads are amazing, and the bread is lovely, and you find a geezer with a massive vat of oil, and he's just, with a teaspoon, he's churning out falafel, and you go and you get like a handful of those, and everything's got cumin in it, it's just heaven on a dish.
Yeah, isn't it just nice? Yeah, and they got to do these cheese pies as well, lots of pastry with cheese, and Sobia drinks very nice, coconut milk, and vanilla. And that, you know, they do quite good wines. Anyone who's interested in wines, Egyptian wines, particularly white wine, is very drinkable. It's very nice. And if you want to, you can go up to Luxor and on the Nile. It's a couple of hours in the through the desert from here. And it's,
amazing.
Valley, I haven't done it, but I would love to go there. But yeah, Somma Bay is on the map, and I would
recommend it. I'll tell you something though, Andy. I say this, or every time you mention Egypt, it turns up. This is the one story I would always lay on anybody when I talk about it, which is
your father, is it?
No. I went to Egypt. I went to Egypt. We did a tour through the Valley of the Kings. Right, that was one of our trips, and we were in Egypt in July, and they were having a heat wave, and it was. It was so hot, it got to, I think it was 56 Celsius in the Valley of the Kings. We're walking around, and on the way to a temple to have a look in it, the glue in my shoes melted, and my trainers fell apart on my feet.
I can see that.
That's just how hot it gets in Egypt.
Gosh.
Amazing.
Gosh, yeah.
But I've never seen anything like it. Clearest skies you'll see once you're out and about. It is an amazing country.
Yeah. But the thing is, where we are particularly, you got this wonderful breeze, which does make such a difference, you know.
I can understand.
And I must tell you that the main airport here is Hurghada.
Mm-hmm.
And it's literally just 30 minutes from Somma Bay. But low-cost airlines go there. It's a five-hour flight from the UK. And I think, give it a shot if you happen to be looking for something like that.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Andy. Yeah. When are you next on the road? That's when shall we hear from you again, my friend?
I am away again next week.
Amazing.
Next week, sir.
Brilliant. We shall talk to you then.
Catch up with you Friday. All
excellent.
Right, lovely. Look forward to it.
You have a lovely time over there in Egypt. I'm incredibly jealous. Mr. Andy Mossack. Living the dream in the Red Sea. Back next week, more clues. Thanks for your help in tracking him down. Sherlock is next. Oh, and special. We've got Mr. Brightside on the way. By the Killers, also In Excess. Need you tonight. It's Russell here on your late show. So, Andy in Egypt, a new destination. Hi to Rob. I just seen him. Well, I saw it before, but we were just in. Andy was telling us where he was when I saw it. But Sharm El Sheikh would have been my guess, but. It's a huge country, so there must be other resorts, but amazing. I promise you as well, you've never had salad like it if you go to Egypt. And what is it, like 30 Egyptian pounds to the pound, sterling? It's pretty good odds, isn't it? But extraordinary stuff, five-hour flight. More from Andy Mossack next week, can't wait. Bit of Sherlock next.